The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz is a book about how to manage energy, not time, to create a more productive and fulfilling life. The authors argue that the key to success is to balance energy expenditure and energy renewal. They explain that energy is the fundamental currency of high performance, and that it is essential to manage energy in order to achieve peak performance. The book is divided into three parts. The first part focuses on the concept of energy management and how to use it to achieve peak performance. The authors explain that energy is the foundation of all performance, and that it is essential to manage energy in order to achieve peak performance. They discuss the four sources of energy: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and how to use them to create a balanced and sustainable lifestyle. The second part of the book focuses on how to use energy management to create a more productive and fulfilling life. The authors discuss the importance of setting goals, creating a plan of action, and taking action. They also discuss the importance of rest and recovery, and how to use energy management to create a more balanced and sustainable lifestyle. The third part of the book focuses on how to use energy management to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. The authors discuss the importance of creating meaningful relationships, developing a sense of purpose, and cultivating a sense of joy and fulfillment. They also discuss the importance of creating a supportive environment and how to use energy management to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. The Power of Full Engagement is an inspiring and practical guide to managing energy and creating a more productive and fulfilling life. The authors provide a comprehensive and practical approach to energy management and offer valuable insights into how to use energy management to create a more balanced and sustainable lifestyle. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to create a more productive and fulfilling life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Manage energy, not time. The key to full engagement is to manage energy, not time. This means understanding the four sources of energy and learning how to balance them in order to maximize performance. Managing energy, not time, is the key to full engagement. This means understanding the four sources of energy: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. By learning how to balance these four sources, we can maximize our performance and achieve our goals. Physical energy is the energy we get from food, sleep, and exercise. Eating healthy, getting enough sleep, and exercising regularly are essential for maintaining physical energy. Emotional energy is the energy we get from our relationships and interactions with others. Building strong relationships and engaging in meaningful conversations can help us to stay emotionally energized. Mental energy is the energy we get from our thoughts and ideas. Taking time to reflect on our thoughts and ideas can help us to stay mentally energized. Finally, spiritual energy is the energy we get from our values and beliefs. Taking time to reflect on our values and beliefs can help us to stay spiritually energized. By understanding and balancing these four sources of energy, we can maximize our performance and achieve our goals. Managing energy, not time, is the key to full engagement. Main idea number 2. Create rituals. Rituals are important for managing energy and creating a sense of purpose and meaning. They help to create a sense of control and provide structure for managing energy. Rituals are an important part of life, providing structure and meaning to our daily activities. They help us to manage our energy and create a sense of control and purpose. Rituals can be as simple as taking a few moments each day to pause and reflect, or as elaborate as a weekly family dinner. They can be used to mark special occasions, such as birthdays or anniversaries, or to celebrate the everyday moments of life. Rituals can also be used to help us stay focused and productive. For example, setting aside a specific time each day to work on a project can help us stay on track and avoid procrastination. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help us stay energized and productive. And setting aside time for self-care, such as yoga or meditation, can help us stay balanced and focused. Creating rituals can help us to stay connected to our values and goals, and to stay motivated and energized. They can also help us to create a sense of community and connection with others. By taking the time to create rituals that are meaningful to us, we can create a sense of purpose and meaning in our lives. Main idea number 3. Balance stress and recovery. Stress and recovery are two sides of the same coin. It is important to balance them in order to maximize performance and avoid burnout. Stress and recovery are two sides of the same coin. When we are under stress, our bodies and minds are pushed to their limits. This can be beneficial in the short term, as it can help us to perform better and achieve our goals. However, if we don't take time to recover, our bodies and minds can become overworked and we can experience burnout. The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Luer and Tony Schwartz emphasizes the importance of balancing stress and recovery. They suggest that we should strive to find a balance between pushing ourselves to our limits and taking time to rest and recover. This balance is essential for maximizing performance and avoiding burnout. The authors suggest that we should plan our days and weeks to include periods of intense activity and periods of rest and recovery. This will help us to stay energized and focused, and will also help us to avoid burnout. Additionally, they suggest that we should take time to practice self-care, such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and engaging in activities that bring us joy. By balancing stress and recovery, we can maximize our performance and avoid burnout. The Power of Full Engagement provides valuable insight into how to achieve this balance and how to make the most of our time and energy. Main idea number 4. Practice strategic renewal. Strategic renewal is the practice of taking regular breaks throughout the day to recharge and refocus. This helps to maintain energy and focus. Practicing strategic renewal is an important part of maintaining energy and focus throughout the day. It involves taking regular breaks throughout the day to recharge and refocus. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as taking a short walk, meditating, or engaging in a hobby. Taking regular breaks helps to clear the mind and reset the body, allowing for more productive and focused work. It also helps to reduce stress and fatigue, which can lead to burnout. Strategic renewal is an important part of maintaining a healthy work-life balance and can help to increase productivity and creativity. In addition to taking regular breaks, it is important to practice mindful awareness. This involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in the present moment. This helps to reduce stress and anxiety, and can help to increase focus and clarity. Mindful awareness can also help to increase self-awareness and self-compassion, which can lead to greater self-confidence and improved relationships. Practicing mindful awareness can help to create a sense of balance and harmony in life, which can lead to greater productivity and creativity. Practicing strategic renewal and mindful awareness can help to create a more productive and balanced work life. Taking regular breaks throughout the day to recharge and refocus can help to maintain energy and focus, while practicing mindful awareness can help to reduce stress and anxiety. Both of these practices can help to increase productivity and creativity, and can help to create a more balanced and harmonious life. Main idea number 5. Develop a positive mindset. A positive mindset is essential for full engagement. It helps to create a sense of optimism and resilience in the face of adversity. Developing a positive mindset is essential for full engagement. It helps to create a sense of optimism and resilience in the face of adversity. A positive mindset allows us to focus on the possibilities and opportunities that exist, rather than the limitations and obstacles. It helps us to stay motivated and energized, even when faced with difficult tasks or challenging situations. It also helps us to stay focused on our goals and to take action to achieve them. Having a positive mindset means that we are open to learning and growth. We are willing to take risks and try new things, even if we are unsure of the outcome. We are also more likely to take responsibility for our actions and to learn from our mistakes. We are more likely to be resilient in the face of failure and to use it as an opportunity to grow and develop. Developing a positive mindset requires practice and dedication. We must be willing to challenge our negative thoughts and replace them with more positive ones. We must also be willing to take action and make changes in our lives that will help us to achieve our goals. Finally, we must be willing to accept and embrace our successes and failures, and use them as learning experiences. Main idea number 6. Cultivate self-awareness. Self-awareness is essential for managing energy and creating a sense of purpose. It helps to identify and address areas of weakness and develop a plan for improvement. Cultivating self-awareness is an important part of managing energy and creating a sense of purpose. It involves taking the time to reflect on our strengths and weaknesses, and to identify areas where we can improve. Self-awareness helps us to understand our motivations and how our actions affect others. It also helps us to recognize our triggers and how to manage our emotions in difficult situations. By understanding ourselves better, we can make better decisions and take more effective action. Self-awareness is also essential for setting goals and creating a plan for achieving them. It helps us to identify our values and prioritize our activities. We can use self-awareness to recognize our limitations and create realistic expectations for ourselves. By understanding our strengths and weaknesses, we can create a plan that is tailored to our individual needs and goals. Self-awareness is a powerful tool for creating a sense of purpose and managing our energy. It helps us to identify our strengths and weaknesses, and to create a plan for improvement. By understanding ourselves better, we can make better decisions and take more effective action. Self-awareness is essential for setting goals and creating a plan for achieving them. Main idea number 7. Focus on the present moment. Focusing on the present moment helps to create a sense of presence and clarity. It helps to stay focused and avoid distractions. Focusing on the present moment is an important part of living a mindful life. It helps us to stay in the moment and be aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. When we focus on the present moment, we can be more mindful of our decisions and how they affect our lives. We can also be more aware of our environment and the people around us. This helps us to be more present and engaged in our lives. Focusing on the present moment also helps us to stay focused and avoid distractions. We can be more productive and efficient when we are focused on the task at hand. We can also be more creative and open to new ideas when we are present in the moment. This helps us to make better decisions and take action on our goals. Focusing on the present moment also helps us to be more mindful of our emotions. We can be more aware of our feelings and how they affect our behavior. This helps us to be more in control of our emotions and to make better decisions. We can also be more aware of our thoughts and how they influence our actions. Focusing on the present moment is an important part of living a mindful life. It helps us to stay focused and be more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. This helps us to be more present and engaged in our lives and to make better decisions. It also helps us to be more mindful of our emotions and to be more in control of our behavior. Main idea number 8. Create a supportive environment. A supportive environment is essential for full engagement. It helps to create a sense of safety and trust, which is necessary for peak performance. Creating a supportive environment is essential for full engagement. It is important to create an atmosphere of safety and trust, which allows individuals to feel comfortable and secure in their environment. This sense of security allows people to be more open to new ideas and to take risks without fear of failure. A supportive environment also encourages collaboration and communication, which are essential for peak performance. It is important to create an environment where everyone feels respected and valued, and where everyone is given the opportunity to contribute and be heard. This type of environment fosters creativity and innovation, and allows individuals to reach their full potential. In order to create a supportive environment, it is important to focus on building relationships and fostering a sense of community. This can be done through activities such as team building, group discussions, and social events. It is also important to create an environment where everyone is encouraged to express their opinions and ideas without fear of judgment or criticism. Finally, it is important to provide resources and support to help individuals reach their goals and achieve success. Main idea number 9. Develop a growth mindset. A growth mindset is essential for full engagement. It helps to create a sense of possibility and encourages learning and growth. Developing a growth mindset is essential for full engagement. It is the belief that we can develop our skills and abilities through effort, practice, and resilience. This mindset helps to create a sense of possibility and encourages learning and growth. It is the belief that we can become better and more successful if we are willing to put in the effort and work hard. It is the belief that failure is not a sign of weakness, but rather an opportunity to learn and grow. Having a growth mindset helps to create an environment of learning and growth. It encourages us to take risks and try new things, knowing that failure is not the end, but rather a learning opportunity. It helps us to stay focused on our goals and to keep pushing ourselves to reach them. It also helps us to stay motivated and to keep striving for success. Developing a growth mindset is essential for full engagement. It helps us to stay focused on our goals and to keep pushing ourselves to reach them. It encourages us to take risks and try new things, knowing that failure is not the end, but rather a learning opportunity. It helps us to stay motivated and to keep striving for success. It is the belief that we can become better and more successful if we are willing to put in the effort and work hard. Main idea number 10. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude helps to create a sense of appreciation and connection. It helps to cultivate a sense of joy and contentment. Practicing gratitude is an important part of living a full and meaningful life. It helps us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, and to be thankful for the people and experiences that bring us joy. When we practice gratitude, we are able to focus on the positive aspects of our lives, rather than the negative. This helps us to cultivate a sense of joy and contentment, and to create a sense of connection with the world around us. The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz emphasizes the importance of practicing gratitude. They suggest that it is essential to take time to appreciate the good things in life, and to recognize the people and experiences that bring us joy. They also suggest that gratitude can help us to stay focused on our goals and to stay motivated to achieve them. Practicing gratitude can help us to stay connected to our values and to the people and things that matter most to us. By taking the time to practice gratitude, we can create a sense of appreciation and connection with the world around us. We can also cultivate a sense of joy and contentment, and stay focused on our goals. Practicing gratitude can help us to live a full and meaningful life. Main idea number 11. Prioritize sleep. Sleep is essential for managing energy and maintaining performance. It helps to restore energy and focus. Prioritizing sleep is essential for managing energy and maintaining performance. When we don't get enough sleep, our bodies and minds suffer. We become more easily distracted, our concentration and focus suffer, and our ability to make decisions and solve problems is impaired. We become more irritable and less able to handle stress. Getting enough sleep helps to restore energy and focus. It helps us to think more clearly and make better decisions. It also helps us to be more productive and creative. When we prioritize sleep, we are better able to manage our energy and stay focused on the tasks at hand. The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz emphasizes the importance of sleep in managing energy and performance. They suggest that we should prioritize sleep and make sure that we get enough rest each night. They also suggest that we should create a regular sleep schedule and stick to it. This will help us to get the rest we need and to stay focused and productive during the day. Main idea number 12. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness helps to create a sense of presence and clarity. It helps to stay focused and avoid distractions. Practicing mindfulness is a powerful way to increase your focus and presence in the moment. It involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. Mindfulness helps to create a sense of clarity and focus, allowing you to stay present and avoid distractions. It can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, as well as increase your overall well-being. By taking the time to be mindful, you can become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and better able to manage them. This can help you to make better decisions and take more effective action in your life. Mindfulness can be practiced in many different ways, such as through meditation, yoga, and mindful breathing. It can also be practiced in everyday activities, such as eating, walking, and even talking. By taking the time to be mindful, you can become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and better able to manage them. This can help you to make better decisions and take more effective action in your life. Mindfulness can be a powerful tool to help you stay focused and present in the moment. It can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as well as increase your overall well-being. By taking the time to be mindful, you can become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, and better able to manage them. This can help you to make better decisions and take more effective action in your life. Main idea number 13. Develop healthy habits. Healthy habits are essential for managing energy and creating a sense of purpose. They help to create a sense of control and provide structure for managing energy. Developing healthy habits is an important part of living a balanced and fulfilling life. Healthy habits can help to manage energy, create a sense of purpose, and provide structure for managing energy. Healthy habits can include regular exercise, eating a balanced diet, getting enough sleep, and taking time for relaxation and self-care. Developing healthy habits can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, improve mental and physical health, and increase overall well-being. Creating healthy habits can be challenging, but it is possible with dedication and consistency. Start by setting realistic goals and breaking them down into smaller, achievable steps. Make sure to track your progress and celebrate your successes. It is also important to be mindful of your environment and the people around you, as they can have a significant impact on your habits. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself and be patient with yourself as you work to develop healthy habits. Main idea number 14. Connect with others. Connecting with others helps to create a sense of belonging and connection. It helps to cultivate a sense of joy and contentment. Connecting with others is an important part of life. It helps to create a sense of belonging and connection, which can lead to a greater sense of joy and contentment. When we connect with others, we are able to share our experiences, our thoughts, and our feelings. We can learn from each other, and we can support each other in times of need. Connecting with others can also help us to develop our own sense of identity and purpose. It can help us to feel more connected to the world around us, and to feel more connected to ourselves. Connecting with others can be done in many different ways. We can connect with people in our local community, or with people from around the world. We can connect with people through social media, or through face-to-face conversations. We can connect with people through shared interests, or through shared experiences. No matter how we choose to connect with others, it is important to remember that we are all part of the same human family, and that we all have something to offer each other. Connecting with others can be a powerful tool for personal growth and development. It can help us to build relationships, to learn new skills, and to gain a greater understanding of ourselves and the world around us. By connecting with others, we can create a sense of belonging and connection that can lead to a greater sense of joy and contentment. Main idea number 15. Set goals. Setting goals helps to create a sense of purpose and direction. It helps to stay focused and motivated. Setting goals is an important part of achieving success. It helps to create a sense of purpose and direction, and provides a way to measure progress. Goals can be short-term or long-term, and should be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. By setting goals, you can stay focused and motivated to reach your desired outcome. In The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Lure and Tony Schwartz, the authors emphasize the importance of setting goals. They suggest that goals should be challenging, yet achievable, and should be broken down into smaller, more manageable steps. They also suggest that goals should be regularly reviewed and adjusted as needed. Setting goals can help you stay on track and reach your desired outcome. It can provide a sense of purpose and direction, and help to keep you motivated. By setting goals, you can measure your progress and make adjustments as needed. With the right goals in place, you can achieve success. Main idea number 16. Take time for reflection. Taking time for reflection helps to create a sense of presence and clarity. It helps to identify areas of strength and weakness and develop a plan for improvement. Taking time for reflection is an important part of living a full and meaningful life. It helps us to become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to gain insight into our motivations and behavior. Reflection can help us to identify areas of strength and weakness, and to develop a plan for improvement. It can also help us to become more mindful of our relationships with others, and to recognize how our actions and words affect those around us. Reflection can also help us to become more present in the moment. By taking the time to pause and reflect, we can become more aware of our surroundings and the people in our lives. This can help us to appreciate the beauty of life and to be more mindful of our interactions with others. Reflection can also help us to become more aware of our own emotions and to better understand our own needs and desires. Finally, reflection can help us to gain a greater sense of purpose and direction in life. By taking the time to reflect on our goals and values, we can gain clarity and focus on what is truly important to us. This can help us to make decisions that are in line with our values and to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 17. Practice self-care. Self-care is essential for managing energy and creating a sense of purpose. It helps to create a sense of control and provide structure for managing energy. Practicing self-care is an important part of managing energy and creating a sense of purpose. It helps to create a sense of control and provide structure for managing energy. Self-care can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy, exercising regularly, and taking time for yourself. It also involves setting boundaries and taking time to relax and recharge. Self-care is not just about physical health, but also about emotional and mental health. It is important to take time to reflect on your thoughts and feelings, and to practice self-compassion and self-love. Taking time to practice self-care can help to reduce stress, improve mood, and increase overall well-being. Self-care is an ongoing process that requires commitment and dedication. It is important to make time for self-care and to prioritize it in your life. It is also important to be mindful of your energy levels and to recognize when you need to take a break. Self-care can be as simple as taking a few minutes to meditate or going for a walk. It can also involve more involved activities such as journaling, yoga, or spending time with friends. Whatever form of self-care you choose, it is important to make it a regular part of your life. Main idea number 18. Create a vision. Creating a vision helps to create a sense of purpose and direction. It helps to stay focused and motivated. Creating a vision is an important step in achieving success. It helps to provide clarity and focus, and gives us a sense of purpose and direction. It can help to keep us motivated and on track, even when the going gets tough. A vision can be a powerful tool to help us stay focused and make progress towards our goals. The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz outlines the importance of creating a vision. They suggest that having a clear vision of what we want to achieve can help us to stay motivated and energized. They also suggest that having a vision can help us to stay focused on our goals and to make progress towards them. Creating a vision is an important part of achieving success. It helps to provide clarity and focus, and gives us a sense of purpose and direction. It can help to keep us motivated and on track, even when the going gets tough. By taking the time to create a vision, we can ensure that we stay focused and make progress towards our goals. Main idea number 19. Develop resilience. Resilience is essential for full engagement. It helps to create a sense of optimism and resilience in the face of adversity. Developing resilience is an important part of full engagement. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity and to remain optimistic in the face of challenges. It is a key factor in maintaining motivation and focus, and it helps to create a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Resilience is not something that can be developed overnight, but it is something that can be cultivated over time. It requires a commitment to self-care, self-reflection, and self-awareness. It also requires a willingness to take risks and to learn from mistakes. By developing resilience, we can become more resilient in the face of adversity and more capable of achieving our goals. The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Luhr and Tony Schwartz provides a comprehensive guide to developing resilience. It outlines the importance of self-care, self-reflection, and self-awareness. It also provides practical strategies for developing resilience, such as setting realistic goals, managing stress, and cultivating a positive attitude. Additionally, the book provides guidance on how to develop resilience in the face of adversity and how to use it to achieve success. By following the advice in this book, readers can learn how to develop resilience and use it to become more engaged in life. Main idea number 20. Live with purpose. Living with purpose helps to create a sense of meaning and connection. It helps to cultivate a sense of joy and contentment. Living with purpose is about more than just having a goal or ambition. It is about having a sense of direction and purpose in life. It is about understanding what is important to you and what you want to achieve. It is about having a clear vision of what you want to accomplish and how you want to live your life. It is about having a sense of meaning and connection to something greater than yourself. Living with purpose can help to cultivate a sense of joy and contentment. It can help to provide a sense of direction and focus in life. It can help to create a sense of purpose and meaning in life. It can help to provide a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. It can help to provide a sense of direction and purpose in life. Living with purpose can also help to create a sense of balance and harmony in life. It can help to provide a sense of clarity and focus in life. It can help to provide a sense of direction and purpose in life. It can help to provide a sense of connection and belonging in life. It can help to provide a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Living with purpose can help to create a sense of purpose and meaning in life. It can help to provide a sense of direction and focus in life. It can help to provide a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. It can help to provide a sense of connection and belonging in life. It can help to provide a sense of purpose and meaning in life.